So, I've been looking at Substack notes today, which is actually hard to say. Just got it about, 20 minutes ago. It feels like 20 minutes. I'm not entirely sure that I know what the URL of my account is there. And that is not a good thing. I've posted what I think it might be to Twitter, but when people subscribe to it, it seems to me like they're subscribing to a newsletter that I don't do. So there's a little bit of, and this kind of fuzziness is really hard to avoid. You know, in your first release of a product like this, of Substack, which I have to say, I'm not entirely sure today what the word Substack means. Because I know that they started as a newsletter service. That I know. But then they added a feed reader. And that meant you could subscribe to feeds that come from outside of Substack world. And now they've clearly built, I won't call it a Twitter clone because I don't know enough about it to say whether or not it is. But from a UI standpoint, it's a clone. It's meant to look so much like Twitter that you might think you're in Twitter when you're using it. Though, to its credit, the reality is Twitter is a, 16-year-old product? Is that right? 2006, 2023, 17 years. However, close to 17, who knows? It's 16 or 17 years. It's old. And if you look at the homepage on the website, you know, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it's just loaded up with stuff. And you know that that's not even all of it. And it's so old and at the same time, so pitifully monetized, just ridiculous. You see all these random things, explore, communities, bookmarks, Twitter Blue, community notes. That's like half of the links on the left side of the homepage on Twitter in the browser. That's like half the links. And I have no idea what any of them do, and I don't care. I would delete all of them as a user. I have no interest. So if you go look at Substack notes, it's also confusing. First of all, they don't have English words there. Second of all, I am led to believe that only one of the icons gets me to notes. And then there's like different structures for each of the different modes. And I think what they would need right now is one mode, period. And that everything integrates through that timeline. And maybe that is what they have. I would also like to know what my account name is. I have a name on Twitter. I have a name on Mastodon. I have a name everywhere I go. I don't know what my name is there. And so I can't really tell you for sure how you subscribe. So that's a top-level confusion. And like I said, it's really hard to avoid that when you're evolving a product the way they are doing this. They're obviously moving quickly over there, but they're moving competently. I have to, compared to Twitter, which is like, it's kind of like a fan got bought an NBA team and decided to be the coach. That's what Twitter is like. Fans have opinions about all kinds of things, right? But they don't know how to run the team. That's the beauty of sports is that they take care of all the hard stuff and make it look easy. And then we get to argue about this as if, well, we know better than the people who are actually running the show who know how this stuff actually works. It's a big difference. So Elon Musk happened to have the ability to talk some banks into giving him enough money to buy all of the outstanding Twitter stock and use the, it's a mess. I think Musk is an engineer of big money deals. I think that's what he understands. And I think that's how he got to be who he is, you know. And I'm not saying he's not a really smart guy, but he's not really smart at running Twitter. I can tell you that. And I actually do know something about these things. It's not like, I would never want to run Twitter. it's too hard a problem. And as we've seen, it's hard to make money out of Twitter. Because Twitter in its nature is that it's, I forgot who wrote this yesterday, but they were right, and is that it's a public utility. It should be treated as such. It's one of these sort of miracles that happens fairly regularly in tech. It's a miracle, but then again, it's not. It's really sort of following the grain of the you know, medium. It's that it does tend to generate things that aren't really that if they are monetized, it's kind of a shame that they are, because we could really use something in the middle that is kind of neutral and not designed to be monetized. It comes up a lot in tech, and then Twitter is certainly one of these things that we're better off. Like Napster was like that. You know, Napster was an amazing thing at the moment it came out. Everybody knew that music belonged on the internet so that we could program our own music. That was the basic thing that Napster did for us. It just broke down that barrier all at once, because the music industry didn't want any part of this. And ultimately, we got what we wanted. You know, we're paying for it, which kind of proves that it did have a business model in the first place. Even though they swore that Napster was the end of the music industry, it wasn't the end of the music industry. You've now got all these different... I pay for my music. I think I paid more for my music when I was in college. I'm pretty sure I did. And I had a lot less money then, too. But I think that also today's college students probably pay a lot more money, a lot more for music too than I do, because it's just the way it works. You buy all your music when you're in your 20s, 18s and 20s, and then they find ways to make you buy it again and again and again. That's my life experience. At this point, I should really have a license to all the music that I've already bought 15 times or, you know, 5 times. Anyway, I digress. So Substack is good at what they do. I'll give them that. They are trying to do something that is hard, but the opportunity seems to be there. They're doing something that Mastodon hasn't been able to get. There's this big argument on Mastodon, is that whether or not we're talking Mastodon or ActivityPub. And I think we're talking about Mastodon. You know, I think that's just the truth, the reality of it. Whatever. I can say ActivityPub just as easily, and you know that I mean Mastodon and vice versa. When I say Mastodon, I mean ActivityPub, you know, plus their API and shit. But the question now is coming out with, and I've put on my blog, there's a lot of nice features in it. It has a weird 4,200 character limit on a post, which I don't know what they call them. They're tweets or toots or whatever they call them over there. 4,200 is a really weird number. I just had to say that. It does support styling, simple styling, which is exactly what I've called for. I hope it supports outbound RSS so I can subscribe to my feed from there. It would be consistent with their philosophy if I could do that, because Substack newsletters have feeds too. And if they do have a feed, I hope that that text is coming out of it, you know, in Markdown, and that they include a source colon Markdown element in every item so that we can all get our shit together on this, because tweets, feed items, blog posts, they're all really the same thing with different options, and they all ought to support styling. It's been 20 years. We have been doing this in a very haphazard way without any agreement on formats. We should just do that. We should have, and it's all written up on my site. It's really simple. The description element should be the rendered HTML that is encoded, and with HTML encoded. And then there should be a source colon markdown element in the item as well that contains the markdown version so that people can edit it. So that it can be a way of storing stuff that then subsequently can be edited. Which is also an important feature. As everyone who uses Twitter knows, that it would be really nice if you could edit your tweets, and we ought to start putting that into the formats that we share between these systems. And we as users want to encourage vendors like Substack to make it possible for them to peer with other systems. And being an upstart, a newcomer, an entity with the cards just obviously stacked against them, and they have to know that they want to be aggressive right now, and they want to try to up the standard for their competitors so that it's a win-win for them. And they've done that nicely by having styling, by allowing editing, by having a relatively large character limit. These are all things that are very challenging to their competitors. And it's an attractive product. It's attractive in that you feel like I'm attracted to it. I'm inclined to use this. But I really do need to know what its interrupt profile is. Does it have an API? Twitter had an API from day one. And as far as I'm concerned, I know that they've been shutting other developers off. And I did finally get a notice on one of my apps that they were shutting it off. But I have so many Twitter apps that they picked one that I don't give a shit about. Go ahead. I haven't used it in ages. It's fine. Go ahead and take it down. So I know they're coming for it. I know there's coming a day coming soon when they're actually going to turn off an app that I care about. And, you know, I accept that. So it would seem that they would want to zig where Apple. I think of Twitter as like Apple. They want to zig where Twitter is zagging. If Twitter's turning off their API, they should have an API. What else? Does it support ActivityPub? I'm willing to bet you $100,000. No, I'm not. I can't afford to lose that. I'm willing to bet you $1 that they do not support ActivityPub because they don't even allow you to post an item to Mastodon, which would be obviously in their interest to do. Would be easy to do. They don't do it. So I'm betting that they're not ActivityPub. It would be smart for them though to hook up with Mastodon. It'll be friendly. Where Twitter will be hostile to them and will shut them off, and because the guy who's the showrunner there at Twitter doesn't understand jiu-jitsu. Using the opponent's strength against them. He's letting them use his strength against him. Nobody would give a shit about this if Twitter wasn't reacting to it. It's like, you know, Elon Musk, didn't your mother teach you this shit when you were a kid about being like this? That this isn't a good way to respond to a challenge? And his mother is still around, so she could tell him now. You know, wake up. You don't want to help him so much. You know, they're there. They are there. And trying to make them not be there isn't going to make them not be there. Anyway, yeah, what do you interrupt with? So, first thing I want them to interrupt with is, of course, RSS, outbound RSS. I doubt if they'll support inbound RSS because they don't support it in their newsletter product, which is why I don't use it. I don't want to have to copy and paste shit into their editor, and I won't write in their editor. I already have an editor I love writing in. Yeah, writers generally do have editors they like writing into, and if they were kind of smart about that, they would find a way to let us use our editors and not have to use theirs. But in any case, that's it. That's my story. Watch my blog. I'm obviously going to be following this and find it very interesting. So, all right. Talk to you later. Bye.